Hello. My name's Carl Monaghan. It is a Friday. That means this is my Friday takeaway. These are snippets of information from me to help you overcome your symptoms and support you in your journey to recovery. Or if you're a clinician, maybe to support your practice, give you some hints and tips and tools and techniques that might help support your patients in their journey. Also for friends and family and those who have someone they care about who is going through pelvic pain. These are great little avenues into helping you understand what a patient might be going through, as well as maybe some things you can do to help support them in this journey of recovery. So I've been talking recently about your self-care routine, about consistency in self-care. Maybe the role of discipline, and discipline's quite a harsh word, isn't it? Discipline could be, we could reframe discipline with boundaries or habits or behaviors, as perhaps a softer word, but having consistency here is absolutely key. And it is what is like, it is what is going to lead to change happening more often. I want to talk to you today about a concept that I'm going to call pushing a car, which will become a little bit more apparent. But the reason I want to talk about this concept is because pushing a car takes a lot of effort. All right. If you're doing it by yourself, it takes monumental effort to get the car moving in the first instance. And once you do have that car moving and you are able to sustain that forward motion, then it requires ongoing effort. And if you have ever pushed a car any distance, not suggesting you do this while you're going through recovery, but it takes effort and consistency. It's quite draining. And if you ever come up against a speed bump or a deviation in the road, then it can feel like even more monumental effort to get you over that speed bump or around or past that deviation. You see where I'm going with this? So, in order to kickstart recovery, it can often take a lot of effort without seemingly any return before you start to see forward momentum. And that can be really demoralizing. It can feel like nothing's working. It can feel like, what's the point? I've done this now for a couple of days, or I've done this technique, this stretch, this breathing, whatever it might be, and my symptoms haven't gone away automatically. They haven't gone away as quick as I want them to. And the reason I like this analogy is because it fits really, really well with being patient and having a sustained effort. We could include the word discipline here, or if you want something a little bit softer, maybe continued effort, maybe a sustained effort, maybe forming good habits and good behaviors. And this is really, really important. All too often, and myself, I include myself in this conversation here as well, because I have had pelvic pain myself. In my mid-20s, I lost a testicle to an infection in my right testicle. And then my symptoms persisted in a very aggressive way for about a year afterwards. And I was able to overcome them because I was consistent with my self-care, amongst other things. It can feel like nothing's working. I've done this thing, I want immediate results, and it hasn't happened in the way I was hoping for it to happen. And so we can often then flip from one thing to another, jump from one technique to another technique. We may get disillusioned with what we're doing, and then we decide to go back online and look for another technique that someone else has found to be beneficial for them. The key thing that all of the patients I've taken through recovery is their consistency and that sustained effort. And so for me, pushing a car feels pretty similar. It's hard work. It doesn't seem to be going very quickly. The destination where you want to get that car seems a million miles away from where you are right now. And there will be speed bumps in the road, that is flare-ups, times when symptoms increase and they get more troubling. Or maybe life happens, right? Life gets in the way. Maybe there is something else that comes along that you hadn't planned and you hadn't prepared for, and that can throw you off track as well. But be consistent. I've said this previously, but if you are flaring up and you have been doing your self-care, don't double down. Don't try and push that car harder. You'll become exhausted and fatigued and fed up and disillusioned even quicker. Instead, take the pace off a little bit. As a rule of thumb, a reduction of about 50% of your energy or your activity. If you're stretching and you're stretching for a minute, in a flare-up, stretch for 30 seconds. If you're doing any form of exercise or activity, don't stop, but just reduce your effort by 50%, approximately. And then when your symptoms, when you overcome your symptoms, or sorry, you overcome your flare-up, then gradually lean back into that activity again, gradually take it back up to where you were before. And that is more sustained. That's more likely to get you those results. I've mentioned this before, but I'm just going to give a nod to something called the inner critic. I've got a video on YouTube about this, and I've done some short Friday takeaways on the inner critic in the past as well. I think I've even got an article on my website around it. So do go and check out those resources. The inner critic is the thing that just blabs away in your ear. And a patient of mine last week this described the inner critic as like a friend who gives rubbish advice. What are you doing that for? That's never going to work. Oh, is that really worth it? Do you really want to be trying that? You should try something different. You're never going to get over this. This is a waste of time, a waste of energy. You are failing at life, amongst other things that the inner critic might say. Not helpful. It's really, really not helpful. We've all got one, and often they can become more shouty, or more difficult to distract ourselves from, particularly at times of flare-up. Particularly in the early throes of recovery, particularly when we are facing some adversity in life as well. The inner critic is going to be there even more so. And we might even give it more time. We might listen to it a little bit more. It's not helpful. I know, I know, I know. It's difficult. It's really, really difficult. This is a time when consistency in recovery is really, really important because. Let's take, for example, you've had a rubbish night. You've got a busy day ahead. You're not feeling great. The weather's rubbish. Your football team lost last night. You've had an argument with your partner. Whatever's gone on. No matter how loudly that inner critic is shouting at you, go and do your self-care. Be consistent. Push that car. All right. That is what makes a really, really big difference. If you listen to the inner critic, it will throw you off track and it will mean that you're less likely to do the things that are good for you and probably turn to things that are less favorable, less beneficial, less good for you. It's okay if that happens. You're a human being, everyone does it. But where you can, in spite of the inner critic, in spite of trying to be, in spite of the best efforts to throw you off track, move further forward, take steps further forwards. If you want more information on the inner critic, Mark Freeman, who has a YouTube channel, is well worth checking out. There's also a great book called The Happiness Trap, which talks about this, or even Mark Freeman's book, which goes into an awful lot of detail around this, actually, You Are Not a Rock. If you can get a copy of Mark Freeman's You Are Not a Rock book, it is a wonderful resource. There's so much information there on our compulsions, our obsessions, our inner voice, our inner critic, our judgment. Good book. It will help you understand some of those things in terms of motivation for recovery. So, this week we have explored pushing a car and the parallels that that has with your journey through recovery. You can overcome this. Consistency is important. And here's a nice little thing just to consider before I wrap up for today. If you have someone else pushing the car with you, someone else working with you, someone else supporting you, someone else taking over when you do feel demotivated and you're just not too sure, then working with a specialist is really, really important. Find someone who has great knowledge, great compassion, great understanding as to what you're going through. And reach out, aim to work with them. find a buddy to help pushing that car feel easier than it is. My name's Carl Monaghan. This has been my Friday Takeaway. It's always a pleasure. Do rate, comment, review, share. I'd love to hear from you. Love to get your feedback, and I'm very happy and to hear from you. And I'm very open. If there's anything you want me to do a Friday Takeaway on in the future, drop me an email. Get in touch. Till next time.